You're listening to The Word from Westwood, a series of podcasts featuring sermons preached at Westwood United Methodist Church in Los Angeles, California.
Well, it's been a heck of a week. When I was trying to prepare the message for this morning, my thoughts every day changed from one idea to another, more jumbled and jumbled as the week went on. Every time I would turn on the news, something would bombard me and get me thinking about the scripture that Judy read this morning. I came to the conclusion that this message is not going to be a sermon, but it's going to be some musings, some thoughts that I had this week. I hope you will forgive me for that, because some of it is quite personal. But during my thoughts that I am sharing with you this morning, I invite you to think back on this week too. Think about the gifts that were given this week, because that is our Advent theme, All I Want for Christmas. Think about last week's topic, hope, and this week we're thinking about peace. I was struck this week by an experience I had in 1991. I was working for Bank of America, and although I worked in Southern California, my office was in Northern California, and so at least twice a week, I would get up in the morning, go to Burbank Airport, catch the 6 a.m. flight out. Some of you know what that's like. You walk into the airport half asleep. Everybody at the United Terminal knew my name, and I knew theirs. You got on the plane, you fell asleep again to be woken up, get in a cab, and go downtown to San Francisco. I had a dear friend, actually she's a dear friend still today, who lived in Oakland. And in 1991, Oakland experienced what is called the Oakland Firestorm. Some of you may remember this, some of you may not. In 2 days, 2,843 single-family homes burnt to the ground. In addition, 437 apartment buildings or condominiums were burnt to the ground in just 2 days. My friend's home was one of those that was destroyed. So several months later, I received an invitation from her to come to a peace, P-E-A-C-E, a peace party. I didn't know what that was, but of any of you who know me, if it's a party, I'm going to go. And so I got on a plane and I went right back up to San Francisco. And we gathered where her lot had been. And everything was destroyed still. It was in ash. I wasn't going to tell you this part, but we weren't allowed in, actually. So we had to sneak in different ways and meet up because, of course, everything was patrolled. She explained that it had taken her months to come to peace with what had happened to her. She lost everything. But now she wanted to celebrate that peace with her friends. And I brought a piece of wood in today because this is what the wood basically looked at like everywhere. There was no growth at all. There was nothing. And she gave each one of us a packet of flower seeds. And we went and we spread our seeds everywhere we could go in that devastation, with hopes that in the spring, flowers would bloom, and that peace that she felt would lead to renewal of the area. And she said, and I will never forget it, she now believed that turmoil led to peace, and peace leads to renewal. This week, one of my dear friends lost her home in Ventura. They had lived there 6 days. Because they had only been there 6 days, none of their boxes were unpacked, so they were unable to find the papers that most of us could just go readily to. and the pictures that they wanted to save. Nothing was saved and nothing was recovered. Now, of course, they're not even approaching being at peace yet. But they are strong believers in our God, and I know that ultimately they will get there. Turmoil to peace to renewal. Our scripture today talks about growth. A small tree will begin to grow from the stump of Jesse. That branch will grow from Jesse's roots. The Lord's Spirit will always be with that new king to give him wisdom, understanding, guidance, and power. The Spirit will help him know and respect the Lord. He will find joy in obeying the Lord. This morning, I probably have heard the expression stump of Jesse three times, four times. So I want to remind you what that is. The story of Jesse can be found in the book of 1 Chronicles. Jesse was the grandson of Ruth. She has a whole book in the Bible. He had at least eight sons, and the youngest was David. You know who David is, the young man who vanquished Goliath. He wrote over 73 Psalms. He became king. He got himself in trouble with Bathsheba. He allowed his lust for her to overwhelm his moral judgments, resulting in his ordering Bathsheba's husband, Uriah, to be killed. And because of his lack of morality, David's life was eventually devastated. Devastated, and yet, Isaiah tells us that from this family will come the new king, a king who is directed by the Spirit of the Lord, a king of wisdom, understanding, guidance, power, a king of hope, just like we learned last week. But if you read the scripture carefully, you see this king begins as a small tree who then grows into the king. Here again, thinking about what happened last week to so many people who experienced devastation, there was nothing they could do about it. Their lives were altered. Their homes burned to the ground. It's difficult to find peace. And yet, out of that devastation, we know will come small green buds of hope, fragile wildflowers, signs of new growth. Out of angst comes renewal. We know that growth takes place in inhospitable situations. When you walk down the street, you look at the sidewalk, there are green sprouts fighting to come through the cracks. Something is burnt, and yet something will sprout from that tree, from that branch. From unbelievable turmoil will come peace. Maybe your life has been decimated, torn apart. Or you know someone in that situation. I too have been in that place. And yet I have no question when I say God's Holy Spirit guided me through that dark time into a better life. And I am at peace with what happened. On Monday, Time magazine named their person of the year. This year, they named the Silence Breakers, the voices that launched the hashtag MeToo movement. When I heard this, I got very emotional. That might come to a surprise to some of you, but I know some of you know exactly what I just said. Because I, too, was one of those people who went to human resources after experiencing inappropriate behavior. And I, too, was one of those people who was told, "Are you sure you want to lodge a complaint? No man will ever want to work with you again." And I, too, kept silent and walked away and lived with it. But now, after many years, I see those green shoots coming out of the cracks in the ground as both women and men speak out. And I am more at peace. I look at the many lives that have been devastated by this behavior, and I know that everyone is not at peace. And I have to be honest with you when I say I don't just look at the victims. I look at the perpetrators also. Their lives are also devastated. And it may be deserved. I don't know. But my heart breaks for everyone in this situation that did and does exist. And so I ask myself, is a deep pruning always necessary for new growth and renewal and peace? My experience in my garden says yes. As a child, my grandmother had over 100 rose bushes. And every year, she personally would go out and prune them back. And I would ask her why she did it. And she would say, "Oh, Kathy, the roses like it." And I didn't believe that. It looked like it hurt. And I'm not sure whether I believe it to this day. But I will tell you, as I prune my roses at my home back every year, I know that that is what I have to do in order to have beautiful roses the next spring. The pruning results in the new growth. So this is my last thought this morning. Many of us look at our world today, where we are today, what we're experiencing today, and we wonder why. We wonder what's next. We turn on our televisions in the morning, just waiting for the next shoe to fall. Some of us wonder, can there be that many shoes? But there are. And doesn't it seem that every 10 years or so, something happens in our world that really shakes us up, that moves us from complacency to action, that moves us from maybe an unhealthy peace to turmoil, to renewal. Things like wars or assassinations or 9/11 or in case of Los Angeles, our riots, they all looked at the time to be the worst, and yet out of each incident something comes for good. There is growth. Tolerance, acceptance, understanding, peace, that is what we look for when we experience a pruning like that. So this Advent season, I am suggesting that we don't necessarily look at our definition of the word peace in our traditional way. Let's look at peace from those small green shoots, those flowers that grow out of turmoil. This morning, my small gift to you is actually a packet of seeds when you leave. I encourage you to take it home. Over the next month or so, find some place in your life that could use some peace, that could use some renewal, and spread them out. In the spring, I think they will grow, and you will look back at this time and say, something great has come out of the turmoil. And this Advent season, I encourage us to look once more at the writing of Isaiah. May we look for the Lord's Spirit to give us wisdom, understanding, guidance, and power. Let's look for the joy that comes from obeying the Lord. Amen.
Westwood United Methodist Church is located at 10497 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, between Westwood Village and Beverly Hills. Sundays are at the heart of this faith community's life, and we invite you to worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. A wide variety of opportunities for all ages are also available every week. To learn more, visit us on the web at www.westwoodumc.org or call the church office at area code 310-474-4511. I'm Janet Hoskins. Westwood United Methodist Church. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God.